your hearts and presence.
Amen. Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始安息圣日上午的聚会。
Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, begin a Sabbath morning service.
一起来唱赞美诗129首。
Let's sing hymn 129.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters on the Sabbath day.
好，在中国的历史上，有一个这个皇帝叫魏文帝。
In Chinese history, there is an emperor by the name of Wei.
那这个魏文帝，他嫉妒他的弟弟，比他有才华。
And this emperor Wei was jealous of his younger brother who was more talented.
所以经常找他的麻烦，为难他。
So he often tried to find ways to cause trouble for his brother.
甚至想要杀他。
And even wanted to kill his brother.
那有一天他跟他弟弟讲，听说你很会做事啊。
And there was one time where he said to his brother, I heard that you are a very good poet.
你随时都能够这个做一首诗出来。
That you can make up a poem on the spot.
他弟弟说是啊，哥哥。
And his brother replied, yes, I can.
那哥哥就抓住这一句话说好。那君无戏言，如果我走了七步之内，你没有做出一首诗来我就要把你杀掉。
So the emperor say, then make up a poem as I take seven steps, and if you do not come up with a poem by my seventh step, you shall be killed.
这个弟弟心里又气那又感到悲伤。
And of course, his younger brother was rather distraught.
气的是这个哥哥这个找他麻烦这么的残忍。那悲伤的是同样是兄弟手足，为什么要这样子做
？He was angry that his brother would do such a thing, and he was saddened that that was their relationship as brothers.
所以在他哥哥走了这个七步之内他果然就做出一首诗来了。
So within seven steps, he did compose a poem.
这个其中有个版本是这样子的。
And this is one version.
说煮豆燃豆萁，豆在釜中泣，本是同根生，相煎何太急。这个诗是这么讲说这个在煮这个豆子的时候是用这个豆杆子当材料来烧
That the poem was about cooking beans using and using the branches from the bean as a kindle.
那这个豆子在这个锅子里面这个被这个烧的这个。发出声响来，好像在哭泣一样。
And so in the pot, the beings cry out.
那豆子也好，这个豆杆也好，本来都是从这个根部一起生长出来的。
And both the beans and the branches came from the same plant.
所以为什么要如此苦苦相逼、互相煎熬呢
？So why should they be hurting each other?
意思是在告诉他的哥哥我们两个都是爸爸生的。
So he was trying to tell his brother that they came from the same father.
为什么你要这样苦苦来相逼我让我受煎熬。
Why are you doing this to me and putting me to death?
他哥哥一听觉得很羞愧。
And so his brother was rather ashamed by that poem.
所以这一首诗就流传下来。
And so this became a famous poem.
本是同根生，相煎何太急这个拿来作为说这个有兄弟互相吵架互相攻击对方拿来劝他们劝导用的。
And the last lines of the poem became a famous saying that we all came from the same root, and why should we hurt each other?
四世纪到了最后是用一场这个内战来做一个结束。
And the book of Judges concluded with a civil war.
约书亚带领着以色列百姓进到 神所应许给他们的迦南地。
When Joshua had led God's people into the promised land of Canaan.
哦，虽然呢，他们经过三大战役啊，哦，他们分了他们的地业。
After three great battles, they were able to divide the land among themselves.
哦，但是他们却没有办法啊，靠着神的帮助哦，把在当地的这些异族人呐、啊。哦、照着神的吩咐把他们赶逐出去。
But they did not rely on God and were not able to completely cast out the people who lived there.
哦、一方面、是胆怯。
On the one hand, they were afraid.、
哦、那一方面、啊、也是、啊、短视、啊哦、把他们留下来当劳工、哦、当奴仆使用。
And on the other hand, they were short-sighted and thought it would be good to、keep these foreigners around as slaves.、
哦、那神呢、啊哦、也任凭他们、哦、那到了后来这些外族人、啊、就成了这些以色列人、哦、他们的一个威胁。
And so God allowed them to do what they wanted, and in the end these Canaanites became a threat to the people、
啊、那也成为、啊、神用来管教他的子民百姓、哦、的这个方法。
And it was God also used these foreigners to chastise his people.、
哦、所以以色列人在迦南地、哦、他们面对三种形态的征战。
And so the Israelites living in Canaan faced three kinds of conflicts.、
哦、一个就是外族人的入侵。
One came from the attacks from the foreign tribes.、
哦、那另外一个就是当地的、哦、这个外族人的欺负。
One was, and the second was from the foreigners who live among them.、
哦、那最后一种、啊、就是今天早上我们要分享，就是自己人打自己人。
And the third was the internal conflict among themselves.、
哦、那、这个、这场内战、哦、发生在基比亚。
And the civil war took place in Gibeah.、
哦、那基比亚是便雅悯支派的一个都城。
And Gibeah was the capital city of the Benjamites.、
哦、它位于、啊、米斯巴还有耶路撒冷中间。
And it is located between Mizpah and Jerusalem.、
哦、它是一个通商的一个大城。
And it was a city of commerce.、
哦、那、这个内战、哦、记载在四世纪的十九章、二十章、两章。
And the civil war is recorded in the book of Judges, chapter 19 and chapter 20.、
哦、那为什么好好的这个支、哦、这个兄弟支派怎么会起纷争，甚至兵戎相见
？Why would the brothers and tribes of Israel fight each other？、
哦、这有它的原因的。
There is the beginning and the reason.
而这个原因呢、啊？哦、是出自于一个利未人家庭的不和。
It started from a conflict in the family of a Levi.、
哦、那最后却导致于神家里头的征战。
And it led into a battle within among God's people.、
哦、所以我们来看看、哦、基比亚这一场内战、哦、它的起因。
So let's take a look at the start of this conflict.
来看四世纪的十九章。
Judges chapter 19.
四世纪十九章
Judges chapter 19
十九章第一节
Verse 1
一节当以色列中没有王的时候有住以法莲山地那边的一个利未人娶了一个犹大伯利恒的女子为妾二节
2
却行营离开丈夫回犹大伯利恒到了父家在那里住了四个月三节
3
她丈夫起来带着一个仆人两匹驴去见她、啊、用好话劝她回来女子就引丈夫进了父家她父见了那人便欢欢喜喜地迎接四节
Four.
那人的岳父就是女子的父亲将那人留下住了三天于是二人一同吃喝住宿五节
Five.
到第四天利未人清早起来要走女子的父亲对女婿说请你吃点饭加添心力然后可以行路六节
Six.
于是二人坐下一同吃喝女子的父亲对那人说、请你再住一夜畅快你的心七节
Seven.
那人起来要走他岳父强留他他又、住了一宿八节
Eight.
到第五天他清早起来要走女子的父亲说请你吃点饭 加添心力，等到日头偏西再走。于是二人一同吃饭，酒结。
Nine.
那人同他的妾和仆人起来要走，他岳父就是女子的父亲对他说，看啊，日头偏西了，请你再住一夜，天快晚了，可以住在这里可以在这里住宿，畅快你的心，明天早早起行回家去。十节。
Ten.
那人不愿再住一夜，就背上那两匹驴，带着妾起身走了，来到耶布斯的对面。耶布斯就是耶路撒冷。我们读到这边在这里记载这个这一场内战的起因起因一个利未人他的太太他的这个妾就是做的对不起他的事情跑回娘家去了。
So the story begins with the concubine of a Levite who had committed adultery against him and left him and went back to her father's house.
在他的娘家住了四个月。
And she had stayed there for 4 months.
这个利未人于是到了他的岳父家里要带回他的妾。
So this Levite went to his father-in-law's house and to take his concubine back.
接受他岳父的款待三天。
And he was entertained for 3 days.
当他要走的时候，岳父又再三的慰留。
And when he was determined to leave, his father-in-law tried to convince him to stay again.
直到第五天了。
Until the 5th day.
第五天到了快要傍晚的时候，这个利未人不想再留了。
And by the end of the 5th day, he no longer wanted to stay.
坚持一定要回去。
And he insisted to return home.
所以就带着妾带着仆人他们就离开了岳父的家。
And so he took his concubine and his servants and to leave.
利未人当时他们没有自己的产业他们是散居在各支派。
The Levites they were not supposed to have any properties and they lived among all the tribes.
神这样的安排是要他们能够成为教导各支派对神的敬拜遵守神的律法用的。
And this was God's commandment so that they would teach the people and to serve each tribe.
但是这一场的征战这一场的内战手足的相残却起因于教导神设立来教导各支派的利未人。
But this conflict, the civil war started from a Levite who is supposed to be teaching the people.
所以这个也值得我们去思考。
So this is something to think about.
无论是在教会服事的弟兄姐妹。
Whether brother, sister who serve in the church.
神要我们做这个教导做这个带领的工作。
If God had entrusted us to teach or to lead.
所以我们就像旧约时候的利未人一样。
Then we are like the Levites of the Old Testament.
那如果我们再扩大一点来讲。
If you expand that.
我们都是耶稣基督宝血所设立的君尊祭司。
Every one of us is a priest that has been established by the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个黑暗罪恶的世代当中，我们要成为明灯。
And in this dark and sinful generation, we ought to be the light of the world.
要来引导，要来教导还没有认识神的人来信主。
We are to teach and to lead the people who do not know God and to bring them to God.
所以我们每个弟兄姐妹，我们每一位基督徒也等于是旧约的利未人一般。
So every one of us, every Christian is like the priest of the Old Testament.
神设立我们。
God has established us.
要来帮助我们周遭的人。
So that we could help those around us.
但是我们会不会也像这一个利未人他的家庭不和而导致于这个后续这个神家里头的亏损。
Could we turn out to be like this Levites who has problems in their family and that led to a serious conflict?
家和万事兴啊。
And if there is peace in the family, then the surroundings will be at peace.
无论是我们个人的家庭也好，甚至在教会里头神的家庭也好。
Whether the family is in our own immediate family or in the family in the house of God.
如果大家都能够和睦同居，那是何等的美，何等的善。
If everyone in the family can live in harmony, then how good would that be?
哦，但是如果家里的人没办法和睦同居和同居呀，哦，天天呐，哦，就是恶言相向，哦，甚至大打出手。
But if there's always disharmony and arguments and conflicts in the family,
我们想想看，哦，这样的家庭啊，怎么能够维系
？And how can they remain connected to each other?
哦，在当中的人呐，啊，每个都受亏损。
And everyone would suffer loss.
哦，那神的家也是一样。
The same applies to the house of God.
哦，如果弟兄姐妹啊，我们哦没有办法大家啊和平共处。哦，这个同心合意。
If brothers and sisters cannot live in peace and be of one heart and mind,
哦，这个动不动啊，哦，就相争，哦，相咬相吞。
If the brothers and sisters always tries to fight and argue with one another,
我们又怎么能够成为好的见证，来引导人来信主来归真
？Then how can we bear witness for God and lead people to the Lord?
哦，所以我们从这个利未人家庭的风波啊。哦，让我们想到这些。
So from the problem in the Levite's house, it gives us a reminder.
哦，那这个利未人，他带着他的妾，哦，准备回到自己的地方。
So this Levite took his concubine and departed for home.
哦，那他们呢？先来到这个耶布斯啊，就是耶路撒冷。
So they first arrived at Jebus, that is Jerusalem.
哦，虽然呢，哦，这个耶路撒冷是在便雅悯支派里头的。
Even though Jerusalem was in the territory of Benjamin,
哦，但是便雅悯哦支派啊，却没有能力把耶路撒冷城里头的耶布斯人呐赶出去啊。
But the Benjamites were not able to cast out the Jebusites who lived in the city.
哦，因为耶路撒冷是一座山城哦，在山上。
Jerusalem was located on a high mountaintop.
哦，易守难攻。
It is very hard to conquer.
哦，甚至啊，哦，这个城里头的耶布斯人呐，还夸口说啊，就算是瞎子哦来守城啊，啊都可以。
Even the Jebusites who lived there even boasted that even the blind can defend the city.
哦，意思就是说啊，他们这一座城啊，固若金汤啊，是不可能被攻打的。
Because the city was such a strong fortress.
哦，在耶路撒冷哦，直到大卫当王的时候。
And only until David became king.
哦，他的将军约押才攻下耶路撒冷。
Were they able to conquer the city of Jerusalem?
哦，但是在士师时代。哦，在这个耶路撒冷啊，还是在外族的占领之下。
In the time of Judges, the city Jerusalem was still under the control of the Jebusites.
哦，所以利未人带着他的妾哦，到了这个耶路撒冷哦，当然他不敢在那边过夜了。
So the Benjamites with this Levite with his concubine arrived at the city, but they did not dare to go in and stay there.
哦，所以他们选择了。哦，这个自己同胞哦，便雅悯人所住的基比亚。
Instead, they turn aside to go to where their brothers were, and the Benjamites in Gibeah.
那我们来看看他们哦，在基比亚到底遇到什么事情。
Let's take a look at what happened in Gibeah.
哦，我们继续来看士师记的十九章
，Judges chapter 19,
十一节
，verse 11。
好，十一节临近耶布斯的时候，日头快要落了。仆人对主人说：“我们不如进这耶布斯人的城里住宿。”十二节。
12。
主人回答说：“我们不可进，不是以色列人住的外邦城，不如过到基比亚去。”十三节。又对仆人说：“我们可以到一个地方，或住在基比亚，或住在拉玛。”十四节。
14。
他们就往前走。将到便雅悯的基比亚，日头已经落了。十五节。
15。
他们进入基比亚，要在那里住宿，就坐在城里的街上，因为无人接他们进家住宿。十六节。
16。
晚上有一个老人从田间做工回来，他原是以法莲山地的人，住在基比亚，那地方的人却是便雅悯人。十七节。
17。
老年人举目看见客人坐在城里的街上，就问他说：“你从哪里来？要往哪里去？”十八节。
18。
他回答说：“我们从犹大伯利恒来，要往以法莲山地那边去。我原是那里的人，过到犹大伯利恒，现在 我往神的殿去，在这里无人接我进他的家。
19节。
其实我有粮草可以喂驴，我与我的妾并我的仆人有饼有酒，并不缺少什么。20节。20。老年人说，愿你平安，你所需用的我都给你，只是你不可在街上过夜。21节。21。于是领他们到家里喂上驴，他们就洗脚吃喝。22节。22。他们心里正欢畅的时候， 城中的匪徒围住房子，住宿的叩门对房主老人说：“把你把那进你家的人带出来，我们要与他交合。”23节。23。那房主出来对他们说：“弟兄们，不要这样作恶。这人既进了我的家，你们就不要行这丑事。”24节。24。我有个女儿还是处女，并有这人的妾，我将他们领出来任凭你们玷辱他们，只是向这人不可行这样的丑事。24。天快亮的时候，妇人回到她主人住宿的房门前，就扑倒在地，直到天亮。27。28。早晨她的主人起来，开了房门出去，要行路，不料那妇人扑倒在房门前，两手搭在门槛上。28节。28。就对妇人说：“起来，我们走吧。”妇人却不回答，那人便将她驮在驴上，起身回本处去了。29。
到了家里，用刀将妾的尸身切成12块，使人拿着传送以色列的事件。我们读到这边，在这里记载着这个利未人带着他的妾跟仆人进到基比亚，所发生的事情。So the Levite and his brought his servant and concubine into Gibeah.
在这里我们看到，仿佛在这个创世纪里头， 罗德住在所多玛城所发生的事情。This
scene may remind us of what took place to Lot in the city of Sodom.
不同的是，所多玛城所住的是不认识神的这些恶人。But
one difference is that the inhabitants of Sodom were people who did not know God.
但是这个基比亚所住的却是神的这个子民。But
Gibeah was inhabited by the people of God.
结果神的子民跟不认识神的这些恶人如出一辙。But
these people of God were just as evil as the Sodomites.
所以可见，如果我们不行神的道，So
if we do not follow the way of God,
不守神的律例诫命,
if we do not obey His laws and commandments,
基督徒也有可能 跟这个不信神的人一样啊。
And Christians could be just like those who do not know God.
仍然是活在罪恶当中啊。
A Christian can still live in sin.
所以这个是我们要谨慎的。
So this is a reminder and a warning to us.
那在这边我们看到这个利未人 他为求自保，所以他把他的妾给牺牲掉了。
And this Levite, in order to save himself, he gave his concubine to these people.
每当我们读到这一段，我相信我们的姐妹一定会很不平衡。
Many of us might be very angry when we read what he did.
这个利未人到底做什么？ 还有这个老人怎么可以把他的女儿牺牲掉？
How could this old man and this Levite be willing to sacrifice their own daughter and their concubine?
我们要晓得，这个是发生在好几千年以前的事情。
And remember, this took place a few thousand years ago.
那时候并不是像我们现在是男女平等的。
There was no such things as gender equality.
女性就好像这个货物一样，可以让人买卖的。
And women were treated as a property that could be traded.
当然这个不是这个圣经的教导，也不是神的，这个神 的允许。
Of course, this is not what the Bible teaches us. This is what not what God allows.
这是出于哦啊当时那个时代背景哦说。还有人们的罪性。
But this was what people did according to their sinful nature.
那我们想想看，这个利未人到底爱不爱他的妾？
So does the Levite love his concubine?
当然爱啊，不然他为什么要把他妾接回来？
Of course he did. Otherwise, why would he travel over to try to take her back?
而且还好言相劝哦，劝他回家。
And he used a kind words to convince her to go back with him.
但是在遇到这个性命攸关的时候却把他的妾给牺牲掉。
But when it was a matter of life and death, he sacrificed the concubine.
这就是世人世上的人他们。经常做的事情。
This is what people of the world do often.
有时候我们想想看，为什么这个家庭里头夫妇两方会有问题。
If we think about why there are conflicts between husband and wife.
因为都是爱自己过于爱对方。
Because often we love ourselves more than the other.
就好像这个中国俗话说夫妻本是同林鸟但大难临头各分飞一样没有事的时候大家可以在一起。但是遇到利害冲突的时候彼此就看着办。
And if everything is fine, then they stay together. And if there is trouble, then they separate.
但是圣经教导我们却不是这样。
But this is against what the Bible teaches us.
主耶稣他为我们舍命牺牲所以他是教会的头。
The Lord Jesus gave his life for us, and he is the head of the church.
教会是他的身体。
And the church is his body.
那保罗用这样的关系来形容夫妻
And Paul uses that relationship to describe the relationship between husband and wife.
教导这个做丈夫的要爱他的妻子如同基督爱教会要为教会舍命的。
A husband ought to love his wife as Christ loved the church, even to the point of giving up his life.
那妻子要顺服自己的丈夫，就好像教会顺服基督一样。
And a wife must submit to her husband as a church submits to Christ.
这个是圣经的教导，耶稣的示范。
This is the teachings in the Bible, and as Christ has set an example for us.
今天我们的家庭如果能做到这样
，If in our family we can do this.
夫妻相爱甚至愿意为对方来牺牲生命，牺牲一切。
If husband and wife love one another and willing to sacrifice themselves for each other.
那另一半呢？怎么会跟你争吵？
And how then that would then your other half would not if you do that your other half would have no reason to argue with you.
怎么会不听你的？
And how would they not listen to you?
但通常都是因为我们让对方觉得我们爱他不够。
But often conflict arises because they feel that we do not love them enough.
所以他们在没有安全感之下，当他们就会抓一些来得到满足，得到保障。
If there isn't enough love, then we will find ways to be satisfied.
有人就抓儿女。
Some will try to find happiness in their children.
有些人就争财产。
Or in their properties.
无非就是因为缺乏这个安全感所以要找一些来填补
We try to fill our void with other things.
但是原因都在于说另一半没有给他十足的这个安全感。
But the root of the problem is that we have no sense of security from our spouse.
让他深深感觉对方爱他，愿意为他随时牺牲一切。
But they don't feel like their spouse truly loves them and will give up everything for them.
如同时下的年轻男女没有信神的人一样。
As many of the young people today who don't believe in God.
不是我不爱你。
I would say it's not that I don't love you.
而是我更爱我自己。
But I love myself more.
所以让我们离婚吧。
So we should divorce.
让我得自由吧。
Let me. I need my freedom.
下一个男人，下一个女人，也许会更好。
Maybe the next man or the next woman would be better for me.
所以就像这个利未人一样。
Like this Levite.
看起来好像很爱他的妾。
At first, he seems to love his concubine.
但是 却把他的妾给牺牲掉。
But he gave her up.
哦，这个也是啊，人世间哦的这个情爱最大的讽刺。
This is the love that is in the world today.
啊、哦，那这个利未人呢、啊？看到他的哦，他的妾哦被活活的侮辱致死啊，哦，他啊把他的妾带回去了。
And so when the Levite saw that his concubine was had suffered and died, he took her back.
哦，却不是啊，哦，给他这个隆重的下葬哈、哦。
But he did not bury her.
而是要借着他的妾，哦，要进行报复的阴谋。
Instead, he used her as a form of revenge.
哦，所以他把他的妾的这个尸身呢、啊，切成十二块，分送十二个支派。
And so he divided her body into 12 pieces and sent her throughout Israel.
哦，这何等的残忍，又何等的可怕，让人触目惊心。
How dreadful and how terrible it is to for him to do that.
有人哦。啊，带着一颗人头来，哦，来跟你按铃告状，说啊，你看哦，我的这个谁被杀了，这个是他的头。
Can you imagine somebody rang a doorbell and brought you a head of someone and say, "Can you take revenge for me?"
谁不接纳哦，谁不接受这个申诉啊？这个是很大的一件事情。
And so, how would you feel when that happened to you?
哦，但是我们来看看哦，这个利未人在申诉他的遭遇过程当中。到底他存的动机又是什么？他有没有说实话
？So what was the motive behind what the Levite did, and did he speak the truth？
那为什么会引起哦这个支派的内战
？And how did it end up causing a civil war among God's people？
好，我们来看二十章。
Let's read chapter 20。
啊，二十章第一节。
Chapter 20, verse 1。
于是以色列、从但到别示巴以及住基列地的众人都出来如同一人聚集在米示巴神的面前二节
Two.
以色列民的首领就是各支派的军长都站在神百姓的会中拿刀的步兵共有四十万第三节
Three.
以色列人、上到米示巴、上到米示巴便雅悯人都听见了以色列人说请你将这件恶事的情由对我们说明四节
Four.
那利未人就是被害之妇人的丈夫回答说我和我的妾到了便雅悯的基比亚住宿五节
Five.
基比亚人夜间起来围了我住的房子想要杀我又将我的妾强奸致死六节
Six.
我就把我的妾的尸身切成筷子使人拿着传送以色列、得为业的权利因为基比亚人在以色列中行的凶淫丑恶的事、哦、七节
Seven.
你们以色列人都当筹划商议、哦、我们看到这里、哦、我们看到、哦、这个、当这个十二块尸身传到十二个支派，大家都出来了。
When the body of the concubine went to all the different tribes, they all gathered.、
Together. 因为啊，哦，这个从以色列人出埃及直到哦那一天哈、哦，从来没有这样的事情发生过。
Because from the day they entered Canaan until this day, and no such thing had ever happened.
哦，所以十二支派。哦、大家如同一人一样啊、哦、出面要来处理这件事情。
So he says here that the 12 tribes gather together as one man.、
哦、当然总是要先听听啊、哦、这个、控告的人、哦、到底他要告些什么。
And so they listen to what the accuser had to say.、
哦、那我们从刚刚、所、哦、这个所读的经文我们发现当中有一些不太一样的地方。
But compare this to what we had read, there is slight differences.
哦，利未人控诉的是整个基比亚城的人。
The Levite accused all the men of Gibeah.
哦，但是事实上啊，哦，是基比亚城里头的匪徒所做的。
But here, before it says that there were only certain men in Gibeah who did this.
而不是所有的基比亚人啊。
But not the entire city of Gibeah.
哦，至少啊，那个接待他到家里住宿的那个老人是无辜的吧
？Certainly, the old man who received him was innocent.
哦，然后我们也发现说，哦，这个啊，利未人哈、哦，他也隐藏了一些事情。
And there's also the Levite also hid certain details.
哦，他并没有告诉。大家说啊，是他亲手啊，把他的妾推出去的哈。
He did not say that he had pushed his concubine out into the crowd.
哦，他的妾之所以会惨遭被凌辱致死，是他所做的。
And he was the one who gave her up and allowed her to to die.
哦，他如果不是元凶，他至少也是帮凶啊。
He may not have caused it, but he certainly did nothing to stop it.
他为了要求自保
，but because he wanted to protect himself.
哦，却把他的妾啊就随意牺牲掉。
He let his concubine die.
那这一些事情啊，在他的控诉当中啊都没有提及到。
But he mentioned none of this in his accusations.
哦，他只讲了他有利的部分。
He only told them what was beneficial to him.
哦，甚至啊，哦，他要所有的以色列哦，这个人啊来替他哦。来替他报仇啊。
And he convinced all of Israel to take revenge on his behalf.
向整座基比亚城的人报仇。
Against the entire city of Gibeah.
哦，在这里我们就看出哦，这个利未人哦，在他的悲愤之下，哦，哎，他并不是单只是要。严惩这些匪徒而已啊。
And Levi was so angry that he wanted to punish not only the man who committed the crime.
哦，甚至啊，哦，伤及无辜啊。
He wanted to hurt all of them, even the innocent.
这个也是在告诉我们哦，当我们啊，这个哦，跟人家有了这个争执的时候。
So when we have a conflict with other people.
哦，愤怒。哦，悲伤往往会让我们失去理性。
When we are distraught, when we're angry, often we are not rational.
哦，那个复仇的怒火啊，有可能会烧及无辜啊。
And the fire from a vengeance can burn everyone around us.
哦，所以我们真的要谨慎哦，控制我们的情绪。
That's why we must always watch our emotions at the time.
哦，那以上啊，就是这一场基比亚内战。哦，的一个起因呢。
So this is the background and the beginning of the civil war.
起因一个利未人，一个神设立来教导支派，哦，各支派，哦，有关啊服侍神，哦，神律法的这个利未人。
It started with a Levite who God has established to teach the laws of God to the people.
起因于他家庭的不和。
It started from a problem in his house.
也起因于他不实的控诉。
And also in his false accusations.
哦，那我们来看看，哦，那当他哦讲完他的控诉之后啊。
After the Levite made his accusation.
哦，我们看看哦。这些以色列各支派他们的反应是什么
？What did the tribe of Israel do to respond？
好，刚刚我们读的第一节、第二节哈，就谈到说，他们如同一人出来哈，拿刀的步兵就有400,000。
In chapter 20, verses 1 and 2, it said that the tribe gathered as one, and there were 400,000 soldiers who drew the sword。
好，我们再来看第八节。
Let's read verse 8。
哦，八节众民都起来，如同一人说，我们连一人都不回自己帐篷、自己房屋去久节。我们向基比亚人必这样行，照所抽的签去攻击他们。第十节。
10.
我们要在以色列各支派中100人取10人，1000人取100人，10,000人取1000人，为民运粮。等大众到了便雅悯的基比亚，就照基比亚人在以色列中所行的丑事征伐他们。11节。
11.
于是以色列众人彼此联合，如同一人聚集攻击那城。好，我们看到这个以色列各支派他们的对这件事情的直接的反应啊。
So this is the immediate reaction of the tribe of Israel.
哦，就是啊，哦，这个啊，要替这个利未人来主持公道。
And so they wanted to seek justice for the Levite.
哦，站在神的公义上要除恶务尽。
They think that they were standing on the side of God to get rid of this evil among them.
当然，主持正义，哦，啊，除恶务尽，这个是对的。
Of course, it is right to rid ourselves of evil things.
哦，但是我们看到他的这个态势上，哦。
But let's look at how they approached it.
哦，人多势众，四十万哦，拿刀的这个步兵啊。
They sent 400,000 foot soldiers.
哦，打着这个啊正义的旗帜啊。
They consider themselves to be righteous.
准备要大开杀戒。
To kill everyone in the city.
哦，很多时候啊。我们也很容易陷入到这种圣战的情节当中。
Often we may feel like in the same way that we're fighting a holy war.
哦，我们举起我们的拳头。
And we will raise our fists.
哦，举起我们的手指。
Or our fingers.
哦，啊，去攻击，去哦，指指点点那一些我们自认为哦不对的事情。哦，不对的人物。
To attack and accuse those people and things that we think are not right.
哦，那但是我们却没有想到说我们自己是什么。
But we forget who we are.
哦，让我们想起法利赛人带着一个行淫的妇人来试探耶稣的这一段。
And it's just as the Pharisees who brought an adulterous woman to the Lord Jesus.
哦，群众们啊，也是啊，从老到少，哦，各拿着石块啊，哦，跟风随众的，哦，要照着律法，哦，要来啊，替神报仇。
And from the young to the old, everyone had a stone to wanted to serve justice.
哦，在这个失去理智的情况之下。
And when they were, the crowd was riled up.
哦，心里头想的就是圣战，圣战，圣战。
All they thought about was this holy cause.
我所做的一切都是为了神，为了神。
Everything what they were doing was for God.
哦，但是主耶稣却怎么处理这件事情？
And what did Jesus do?
哦，主耶稣啊，啊，在这个啊法利赛人的催逼之下，他却按兵不动。
He did not make a move.
哦。法利赛人说：“照摩西的律法规定啊，哦，行淫的妇人呢，就理当用石头打死。”
The Pharisees said to him, "According to the laws of Moses, we must stone this adulterous woman to death."
哦，那其实法利赛人是要来试探耶稣。
But they were there to tempt Jesus.
哦，他们并不是真的是为了神的公义啊，哦，为神的律法来热心。
They were not really there to exercise the justice of God.
他们是想要借刀杀人的。
They wanted to find a way to kill Jesus.
借着律法。
According to their law.
借着罗马政府。
By the Roman government.
如果耶稣说可以用石头把他打死，他们就可以抓到把柄，上告到罗马政府说耶稣唆使杀人。
If Jesus had agreed with them, they could accuse him before the Roman government, saying that he is a murderer.
哦，如果耶稣说不可以，哦，他们就可以借着律法，哦，来控告耶稣说耶稣，哦，公然的违抗神的律法。
And if Jesus has said no, then they could accuse him before the people and said he is against the laws of Moses.
哦，所以法利赛人他们内心所存的诡诈，哦，我相信哦，不但是啊，哦，这个在场的哈，这个跟风随众这些群众不知道啊。
And what was in their heart may not be known by the crowd around them.
哦，我看啊，哦，旁观的人呢，啊，也不一定看得出来，哦。
And other observers may not knew of their plans either.
哦，很多时候啊，哦，最光冕堂皇的包装之下，有可能是最藏污纳垢的东西。
And sometimes the best reasons and may have something wrong hidden inside it.
哦，当日这个亚哈王看中意的。拿伯的葡萄园呢？
When King Ahab wanted to take the vineyard of 他讲
哦，拿伯
of Nabal
哦，但是碍于律法哈，哦，神的律法他没办法得着。
But because there were laws against it, he could not simply take it.
哦，但是啊， 哦，他的这个太太啊，耶洗别啊，哦，却帮他得到了。
But Ahab's wife Jezebel found a way to get him the vineyard.
用什么方法
？How？
哦，召开大会。
She gathered the people.
哦，用最啊这个神圣的方法来指控哦这个拿伯，
Using
不住的哦召见神的律法，不住的辱骂。
She had gathered the people and presented evidence that Nabal had cursed God and sinned against the laws of God.
买人做假见证就把拿伯给杀掉。
She paid to have false witnesses and found a way to have him killed.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
很多时候我们看见的只是表面，而不是真相。
So often we see only what's in the surface and not what is truth, the truth behind it.
所以在我们动不动要举起愤怒的拳头。哦、要扛起圣战的旗帜之前呢、啊，要先深思深思，以免上了人的当跟阴谋。
So before we raise our fist in anger and argue for what we believe is true, we must take time to think and about the reasons behind it.、
哦、那主耶稣按兵不动、哦 so, 最后他起来讲一句话。
And so back to the Lord Jesus, he did not make a move for a long time. And finally, he spoke.、
哦、你们当中啊，如果有人、哦没有罪的就可以丢第一块石头。
If anyone among you is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
哦，结果大家想一想，我跟那个犯罪的妇人啊，也是差不多。
And when they reflected on it, they realized that they were no better than the adulterous woman.
只不过是50步跟100步之差而已、啊。
They're not that much better.
我是大罪不犯，但是小罪不断。
Maybe they did not commit.The crime, the sins that she committed, but they committed others.
哦，或者是啊，我是运气比较好，没有被抓到。
Or perhaps they were simply hasn't been caught.
啊，所以纷纷就把石头给丢了，就走掉了。
So they dropped their stones and left.
哦，所以哦，这个以色列各支派。
So the tribes of Israel.
400,000的步兵啊。
400,000 foot soldiers.
哦，准备要去声讨哦以这个一座小城。
Gathered to destroy the small little city.
有一点哈、哦，这个牛刀来杀鸡的这个态势。
It's rather an overreaction.
哦，那我们再来看看，哎，这个啊，便雅悯人他们的反应是什么
？So now let's take a look at how the Benjamites reacted to this.
哦，我们先好，我们来看这个啊，14节
，verse 14。
我们来将13节来。
Let's start from Judges chapter 20, verse 13.
13节，现在你们要将基比亚的那些匪徒交出来，我们好致使他们从以色列中除掉这恶。便雅悯人啊，却不肯听从他们弟兄以色列人的话。14节。
14。
便雅悯人从他们各城里出来，聚集到基比亚，要与以色列人打仗。15节。
15.
那时便雅悯人从各城里、啊、点出拿刀的共26,000，另外还有基比亚人点出700精兵。16节。
16.
在众军之中有拣选的700精兵，都是左手便利，能用机旋甩石打人，毫发不差、哦、在这里我们看到这个便雅悯人、啊哦、却、让我们哦、很意外的，他们不但不把匪徒交出来、哦、他们还包庇他们、哦、
And it may be surprising to find that the Benjamites did not turn over the men who had committed the crimes、
哦、要与这个联军来打仗、啊、
Instead they gathered themselves to fight against their brothers、
哦、他们点出了26,000人来
They gathered 26,000 men
加上基比亚的700精兵
And added 700 men from Gibeah
要来对抗40,000的步兵、哦、
To fight against 400,000 men、
哦、我们想想这个便雅悯人、啊、是向天借胆还是怎么样、哦、
are
吃的雄心豹子胆
out of their mind?、
哦、怎么敢跟那么多人来对抗
How did they dare to fight against so many?、
哦、便雅悯人他应该是要为这一件事情来负责任。
The Benjamites are to take responsibility for what happened.
哦，第一啊，这个事情是发生在你便雅悯这个好、哦、便雅悯的地里。
That evil occurred in their territory.
哦，那基比亚这个 这个城为什么会有匪徒
？And how would there be such perverted men in Gibeah？
哦，你如果不是纵容，哦，不然就是你疏于管理。
It's certainly they have to take responsibility for the people who live there。
这个时候应该是要痛定思痛啊，哦，要。严惩这些匪徒才对。
They are to have brought these men out to answer for their sin.
哎，但是从古至今哦，认错啊是最困难的一件事情。
It is true then as it is now. It is difficult to confess and admit to our sins.
哦，人很难认错哦。
It is hard for people to admit that we were wrong.
哦，因为认错代表说我输了。
Because we feel like if we admit we're wrong, then we lose.
哦。那所以基比亚哈啊，这个啊，贝尼亚明啊，他就不认错。
So Benjamin refused to confess and admit their wrongs.
那可能也啊，因为啊，哦，这个联军他们的态势哈，让这个贝尼亚明人呢、啊、觉得很不舒服。
And perhaps the Benjamites were offended by the attitude of the army that is surrounding them.
哦，你们这个人多势众，仗着人多势众啊。要欺负人是不是
？They may have thought they thought that you just think you're there more of you. You can do whatever you want against us.
大家都是兄弟嘛，干嘛这样子、啊、
？We all brothers. Why are you doing this to us?
哦，你们仗势着人多哦， just, 就要我一定要屈服吗
？Just because there are more of you, am I supposed to submit to you completely?
告诉你，我便雅悯人就不吃这一套。
We Benjamites are not cannot be.Cannot be toyed with.
想打架吗？来呀，来呀！
You want to fight? We can fight.
哦，所以哈、哦，我们看到啊，这场征战，哦，就好像没有办法避免。
So this war became unavoidable.
哦，那这边特别提到说，这个便雅悯人哈、哦。这个700精兵啊，都是左手便利哈、哦。
And it mentioned here that the 700 men were left-handed.
哎，便雅悯这个意思哈、哦。我们知道便雅悯从哪里来？便雅悯是雅各他所爱的妻子拉结所生的。
Benjamin was the second son of Rachel, who was loved by Jacob.
哦，那这个拉结生他的时候难产就死掉。
And Rachel had died during the delivery of Benjamin.
哦，临死之前呢、啊，给他取名叫做便俄尼呢。
And she before she died, she had named him Ben-Oni.
哦，那个意思就是苦难之子、啊、
，which meant the son of my suffering。
啊，但是他雅各就把它改成叫做便雅悯了。
But Jacob changed the name to Benjamin。
哦，便雅悯是右手之子、啊、
，which meant the son of my right hand。
右手是有力量的
，because the right hand represented strength。
哦，就把它改成右手之子。
So Jacob changed the name to Benjamin。
哦，那这个时候的右手之子便雅悯，仗势的却是那个左手便利的。那个七百精兵
，But the son of the right hand Benjamin here relied on men who were left-handed.
哦，名不符其实了。
They did not live up to their name.
哦，那这个左手便利有什么不好
？But what's wrong with being left-handed?
哦，因为他们曾经出过一个士师叫以物的。
But they had a judge named Ehud.
哦，这记载在士师记第三章那边。
In Judges chapter 3.
哦，这个以物啊是个左手便利的哈、哦，所以他出其不意的。哦、用他所藏的这个短剑、啊哦、刺杀的这个伊基伦王、啊、
And Ehud was left-handed, and he used that as a way to trick the foreign king and to kill him.
哦，这个拯救了以色列百姓。
And Judge Ehud delivered the people that way.、
哦、所以，也许是这一个出奇制胜的左手便利啊，到了后来啊，哦，却变成标新立异啊，以这个左手便利啊。哦，来做夸口。
And perhaps because of that history, as the left-handed became a way for them to, as a way to scheme and win a battle.
哦，让这个原本名叫右手之子的便雅悯啊，却用左手来夸口。
So the people of the right hand, this would turn out to boast in their left hand as trickery.、
哦、有时候小弟也会这么想哦。
So I think about this.
现今呢，我们这个讲道的讲台啊，真的也不太好经营啊。
It is rather difficult to be up on the pulpit.
哦，如同这个提摩太后书四章哦三到四节所说的。
As it is written in 2 Timothy chapter 4:3-4.
哎，这个因为大家现在听道的已经听多了，听习惯了、哦。
Because the congregation had heard too much and they are tired of the truth.
哦，就是想要听一些新鲜的、不同的。
And people want to hear something new and different.
哦，那有些人呢、啊，就应应于啊这个哈、哦、大众所需嘛。
And indeed, there are speakers who would want to satisfy the needs of the audience.
哦，就会啊创造一些哈、哦。哦，这个不同的道理出来。
They would create and invent new ways and new sermons.
哦，如果是用不同的角度分析，那倒还哦还没有什么关系。
It is fine if we try to seek the truth from different angles and perspectives.
哦，但如果已经脱离了圣经的经纶了
，But if we depart from the words of the Bible，
已经离开了真理的规范，那就不可以了。
If we step out of the boundary of the truth， then we cannot do that。
就算再怎么新奇有趣，我们都要小心。
No， it won't matter how interesting or how funny it is， it is not no use to us。
哦，这些左手便利啊，不符合。便雅悯这右手之子的称呼啊
！Just as it was not right for the Benjamites who were the sons of the right hand to rely on their left hand.
哦，再来击拳甩石。
And these men also used slings to throw stones.
那个是牧羊人的这个武器啊，那你拿了算什么
？A sling was the weapon of a shepherd.
哦，面对耶布斯城那个固若金汤的城池啊。击拳甩石能做什么
？Did they expect to fight against all these men using slings？
面对这个腓力士人的铁车，这个击拳甩石能做什么
？Would a sling fight against chariots and armors？
哦，但是啊，往往很多时候啊，我们都有这样的毛病。
But we also fall into this problem.
欺内惧外
，we are We may be afraid of what's outside, but we are not afraid of what's in our families.
对外人呢，是一点办法都没有，但是对自己家人呢，哦，可是哦，很多办法可以对付哦。
Well, we dare not fight those outside the people outside our family, but we're rather good with dealing with people in our household.
哦，在外面像病猫一样任人欺负，回到家里却像狮子一样到处咬人。
And the outside we're afraid and we're quiet, but inside we roar like a lion.
哦，这或许啊是人啊、的懦弱吧，哦。
So how this is our human weakness.
哦，所以你看，便雅悯人也是这样。
So this is the problem, weakness of the Benjamites.
那个勇气如果拿去对付哦，那个、啊、外族人哦，耶布斯人哦，或者是非利士人，多好啊！结果是拿来对付自己的手足、啊。
They would not dare to use slings against the Jebusites, but they would use slings against their own people.
所以有时候。小弟也有这种感觉、哦、
So I feel this.
哦，看到教会里头一些弟兄姐妹的争执，哦、甚至哦啊、工人们之间的纷争。
When there are arguments between brothers and sisters, or even workers of God.
如果我们把这些力气、把这些精神拿来传福音，多好啊
！Wouldn't it be great if we had turned our time and energy to preach the gospel?
为什么要互相攻击
？Why are we wasting so much time to attack one another?
就像这个。哦，便雅悯人一样。
And as the Benjamites did.
哦，那两军呢、啊、就一触即发了。
So the two armies fought.
哦，那在这个接下来的十八节哦到二十六节。
And from verse 18 to 26.
哦，我们看到神并不是单单只管教便雅悯。
Then we see that God did not punish only the Benjamites.
神乃是先管教。以色列联军
Instead, first, God punished the army of the other tribes.
哦，结果两次对便雅悯的用兵啊，两次都失败。
And they lost two battles、哦、against the Benjamites.
总共死了四万人。
And 40,000, they lost 40,000 men.
四万还是很多。
But they still out of 400,000, they lost 40. That's not too bad.
但是四万人呢、啊，却是哦。几乎啊，哦，是便雅悯军队的将近的两倍了。
But the 40,000 were already twice that of the army of the Benjamites.
哦，第一哦，他们求问神，说谁先上去
？And so they inquired God who should go first.
神说犹大先上。
God said Judah go first.
为什么犹大要先上
？Why？
因为这个利未人的妾就是犹大的。
Because the concubine of the Benjamites was from the tribe of Judah.
这一场内战因你犹大人而起。
So it started from the someone from Judah, so they should go first.
犹大也要负责任。
And so Judah must take responsibility.
哦，啊，两次的征战，两次都失败。
And twice they fought, and twice they lost.
啊，神为什么要这样做
？Why would did God do such a thing against them?
我们不是没有求告啊，有求告神啊。
They did inquire God.
但是还是失败。
But they lost.
因为神不喜悦这事。
Because God is not pleased with what happened.
就算你有理。
Even if you stand on the side of truth.
神也不希望神的家里互动干戈啊。
God does not want allow his children to fight.
哦，所以神也要教导以色列各支派。
So, through that, God taught the tribes of Israel.
Oh, Benjamin 是你的兄弟啊。
Benjamin is your brother.
我们不应该仗势的人多势众哦，对他要打要杀。
You cannot gather all together to fight against them.
是啊，他有错没有对。
It is true that the tribe of Benjamin was wrong.
但是不应该用这样的方法。
But this is not how you deal with the problem.
这是神不喜悦的。
It's not pleasing to God.
好，所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
哦，有理要饶人啊。
But even if we are right, we must have mercy.
哦。怜悯是向审判夸胜的，我们不要忘记。
Because through mercy we can triumph over judgment.
哦，那当然，再来就是对便雅悯的教训。
But God also punished the Benjamites.
哦，当这个联军打算要罢兵的时候啊
，When the army of Israel withdrew.
哦，那神对他们讲说啊，你们再上去，这一次我会把他们交在你们的手里的。
God said to them, "Go up against them again, and I will hand them into your." Give them into your hands.
哦，结果便雅悯人呢，这一次就失败了。
But this time the Benjamites lost.
哦，这记载在28-47节。
That's recorded in verse 28-47.
哦，结果啊，哦，26,000人呐，死到只剩下几百人。
And out of the 26,000 Benjamites, only a few hundred were left.
哦，不但是这样子哈。
Not only so.
哦，这个联军哦，以色列人呢，报仇啊，杀红了眼哈。不但啊，拿刀的杀，没拿刀的也杀。
The army of Israel lost control. They killed those every man, whether or not they carried a sword.
几乎把整个便雅悯失败支派啊，通通杀掉了。
They almost wiped out the tribe of Benjamin entirely.
哦，神的十二个支派几乎要少掉一个支派。
One tribe out of 12 was almost completely destroyed.
神家受到这么大的亏损。
And this was a great loss to the house of God.
哦，原因出在哪里？
And how did this all happen?
哦，就出在我们刚刚所分享的经过。
From what we had studied just now.
哦，所以我们对这场的内战。
So from the civil war.
哦，我们啊学到一些事情。
There are many things to learn.
我们看到这个联军哈，以色列人呢，他们在这场内战当中哦，虽然师出有名啊。
Even though the Israelites had a just cause.
哦，但是有点得理不饶人。
But they did not relent.
哦，但是神让他们学习啊，他们啊越打越谦卑啊，到时候最后甚至想不打了。
But God taught them a lesson that the more they fought, the more humiliated they were until that they could not fight anymore.
那我们从便雅悯身上也学到。
And we can also learn from Benjamin.
哦，这个便雅悯有错不认。
That they didn't refuse to confess of their sins.
哦，仗势着他们有这个所谓的左手边力能击弦甩石的人。
They thought that they could win but with their 700 men who were left-handed.
越打越骄傲，越打越狂妄，最后咎由自取。
The more they fought, the prouder they became. In the end, they lost almost everything.
啊，所以从这一场征战，我们看到。
So from the civil war.
哦，这个以色列联军啊，到最后伤及无辜啊，几乎要让神的支派少掉一个支派。
That we saw that how the tribe of Israel almost destroyed one entire tribe.
哦，报仇啊，往往会让人失去理智的。
In revenge, we lose our rationale.
往往会过度。
We will do more than we ought to.
这都是神家的损失啊。
This ends up being a loss to the house of God.
哎，那最后
，in the end,
还是那句老话。
It goes back to the saying,
家和万事兴,
that we must have harmony in the family.
哦，利未人的家不和，引起了神家的不和。
Because there was trouble in the Levite's house, it led to trouble in God's house.
这告诉我们说，灵修要从个人做起。
So we must begin with ourselves.
从我们家庭做起。
From our families.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
哦，我们因为时间的问题，我们就直接来祷告。
So because of the time, then we will kneel down and pray together.
首先小弟要谢谢我们弟兄姐妹的代祷。
And I'd like to thank you first for your intercession.
在总会开这个全国会议的时候，小弟因为这个心跳过速的心率不整，到医院去急诊。
Because during a meeting recently, I had a regular heartbeat and I had to go to the ER.
哦，这个不是第一次发生啊。
It wasn't the first time it's happened.
那当然这个起因很多啊，比如说这个这个温差太大。
But there probably were several many causes to that, and there was a big change of temperature.
哦，或者是太劳累。
Maybe I was a bit tired.
哦，或者是这个刺激的东西比如说咖啡茶过度。
Maybe I drank too much coffee or tea.
哦，都会引起这个毛病。
Oh, these combined would cause this problem for me.
哦，那小弟在这边谢谢弟兄姐妹。的关心也向神认罪悔改。
So I thank you for your prayers and I also confess my sins to God.
会更加的注重自己的健康。
That I ought to take care of my health better.
我们也为这个一些身体欠安的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
But it is also remember to pray for other brothers and sisters who are sick.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.